Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Epicurus once said, "You don't develop courage by being happy in your relationships every day. You develop it by surviving difficult times and challenging adversity." Our guests today have survived the pain of marriage on the brink of divorce, including a long period of separation. They're here to explain what caused it to happen, what went on in the process, and how Jesus Christ brought healing, restoration, and strength to the relationship. We pause to remind you that as we talk about brokenness and separation, you may be in a place where you're feeling like things are fragmented on the inside. Perhaps you have a sense that you're broken on the inside. Things are really falling apart. But it's in those places that Christ comes. Sometimes it's in our deepest wounds where the light of Christ shines in the most. And without them, we wouldn't really ever know the love of the Lord. And so, in some strange way, perhaps that's why God gives us a sense of knowing that there is a rhyme and reason to the pain that we feel, even though we might not understand it all. The Lord wants you to come to Him, and that's why we're here, to remind you how much He loves you, that Jesus knows you well and all that you're going through. Would you open your heart to Him? He who died on the cross for your sins, who shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away, who was buried and rose again on the third day, and the living Christ who works in marriages that are broken and separated and brings people back together. He brings your life together and mine. That potential is there for you at this very moment. Would you open your heart to Jesus Christ? Arsina and Casey Kailihiva are residents of Kaneohe, proud parents of a 3-year-old daughter named Harmony. Arsina is an energy specialist at Energy Industries. She graduated from the University of Hawaii with her bachelor's in business administration and marketing. Casey is a police officer who also graduated from the University of Hawaii with his bachelor's degree in psychology and sociology. They both attend New Hope Windward. They give credit to the Lord for restoring a marriage. A marriage after deciding to put Christ first in their lives. They witnessed firsthand how Jesus was able to mend 8 years of marriage after being separated. And they're excited to share about what happened and about the future that God has in store for them. Arsina and Casey, welcome to our show.
Hi.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Hi.
Arsina, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Pearl City. Lived there my whole life until moving away to the mainland for college.
Went to college. You're an athlete.
Yeah.
You ran track.
In high school, I played volleyball and basketball.
Okay.
And instead of basketball in college, I ended up taking up track.
Track.
Instead, yes.
What events did you participate in?
Open 2 and 4x2. I was I'm competing on the college level, so the quickest thing they could teach me was run.
I think it's amazing that you could just go to college. I mean, that's a true athlete. You know, those are the true athletes, right, Casey? When you come in and then you switch sports and they still find a place for you.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, they wanted me to high jump and long jump, but being the athlete I am, I need to do pretty decent, and I couldn't get it down, so I ended up just sprinting. That was good for me.
Wow, you got the the quick twitch muscles and the fast gene. How about you, Casey?
I was born and raised in Kailua on the Windward side. Attended Kailua High School. I graduated in 1991. I then went on to the University of Hawaii and graduated in 98, I believe. It's been such a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, you're an athlete yourself. You know, I can just see that.
Maybe back in the day, but this 40-year-old body feels like it's 50 and 60 right now.
you sure don't look it.
Thank you.
Carry yourself well. Who would you say, Casey, influenced you most in your growing up years?
It would have to be my mom. She was a single parent. My mom's family. And my dad took off at an early age. I didn't really get a chance to get to know him as much as I would like to. But I think being raised by your mom, you have a different perspective on life, different perspective on just women in general, and learning how to treat them the way they should be. And I believe she was the biggest influence in my life.
Thank God for our moms.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
It takes a lot of, guts to marry, to raise a family as a single parent.
Exactly.
How about you, Arsina? Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Like, Casey is actually my parents. I think that's the reason why I'm the strong person. It's good and bad sometimes, Casey may tell you. I come from a line of very strong women, including my grandmother and my mom. But the good thing is it taught me that no matter what, you can do anything. You know, they gave me the confidence that, I have to do anything, whatever it is, and I thank them for that, because nowadays I don't think a lot of women nowadays have that confidence, so they feel they have to stick with things or just because, and I thank them that, they instilled that in me.
Mm-hmm.
And also my mom was a Christian growing up, so she also instilled, opened my life to God. So that's another reason why I think I'm not confident in a cocky way, but I think confidence to know that it's going to be okay. I definitely think it's my...
You mentioned mom being a believer.
Right.
In Jesus, and that early on she planted some seeds, seeds of faith in the Lord in you, which, sort of as a backdrop, perhaps even more of a foundation of what we're going to be talking about today,
right,
as you share. How did you become a Christian?
Like I mentioned, my mom, it was kind of hard growing up because my father isn't saved. He's a Catholic. And so it'd always be, if my dad stays home on Sunday watching football, I'm like, I want to stay with dad. And my mom would get all of us, put a spray bottle. You're going to church on Sunday. So sometimes Sundays wasn't a good day because, mom is going to wake you up and you're going to church no matter what. But we'd go to church, First Assembly of God. I've always attended that church. And, growing up, it was, when you're so young, you don't really understand. You just feel like we're just going there on Sundays and, it's what we do. And it's not truly, you don't really feel, you just feel like we're here on Sundays. And my mom worked the children's ministry, so I always felt like it was work, because that's what we worked in ministries all throughout the whole day, As I got older, and that's when I started to see God work in my life as I got to be a teenager. And that's when we went on camps and Christian camps. And that's when I truly felt, being Christian and giving my life to or accepting Christ as my Savior when I went to camp. That happened when I was 13. So I think that from then, all those times my mom would talk about what you learn in church, and I think that's when the seeds would sprouted. Started working, because you go to church and you I don't feel you're a Christian. I was in church since I was young, and I just felt it was like I was telling you, it was like more like work. You'd go, you listen, you sing the songs and you do things, and I think that for me is important. We'll talk more later about not I was a Christian, but I never really got into the Word. I didn't feel like I grew you know, I accepted Jesus as my Savior, but I don't feel like I really grew a really strong Christian, you know. Everybody can say they're Christian, and I think that was me. I was Christian, I believed in God, I saw Him work in my life, but I really didn't grow that relationship as I should have.
When we're able to express, like how you're saying, this is how I was, this is what my experience was like, and over the course of time, my faith is now different. There's a depth to it. There's a different understanding, a different awareness. I'm living my life differently in relation to the Lord Jesus. It speaks of traversing a path over the course of time. And this path sometimes is a rocky path. And sometimes there are, you know, unseen ditches that we trip and fall into, and sometimes we're at the very precipice and we don't even know how close we are of stepping over. And sometimes we're even peering over, contemplating whether or not we're just going to take that one step, and our lives will change forever. Relationships are like that. Marriage is like that. As you're listening today, perhaps, you know, obviously you're waiting to hear more about what Casey and Arsena are here to share. And this is just a backdrop to set the stage for what they've gone through. And in fact, when I talk about the precipice, they have stood on the precipice of divorce. They have experienced what it's like to choose, make decisions, choose paths that have hurt each other, hurt each other deeply. But I ask you, have you ever been on the precipice before? Have you ever contemplated thoughts and ideas? When we come back from our break, we'll go deeper into this as Casey and Arsena share their story with us about the pain that they've been through, and the hope that Jesus Christ has brought to their lives. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, and I'm Danny Yamashiro. We like to go heart to heart with you, because where else would we really go to really get to the deep stuff of life that can bring hope and healing? Casey and Arsena Kailiva, they're seasoned people who know what life is about. They'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Arsina is an energy specialist. Casey is a police officer. They've gone through some really rough times in their life, and they're here to talk story with us about that. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Arsina and Casey Kalihiva are here with us to find out about this show and to hear it in its entirety. To find out other resources we have, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Arsina, Casey, what happened? What happened in your relationship that brought you to the breaking point? What led up to that?
Well, for me, because I'm the one who, you know, started it, I told him that I just felt that I didn't have a husband. I felt like I had a roommate, you know. I felt very lonely. He was always working. He would never attend family functions, or if we had something planned, he'd always cancel at the last minute. And for me, it's just a reflection. You know, I just started to look at us, and I just didn't have, I think for me, my feelings started to become more as for a friend, as if instead of my husband. You know, when you have a husband, you think, you know, you should want to be with them all the time. And so for me, those feelings started to change to more of a roommate kind of feelings. And when I tried to, you know, plan things together, I'd always get shut down. So I just more and more felt like it wasn't a priority. And as for me, my parents, you know, I love them to death, but, you know, they kind of reminded me of what my life would be if I didn't fix it now. You know, I know they love each other, but they didn't do anything together. You know, they didn't do any activities together. And for me, I was turning 35, and I don't know if it was midlife crisis or whatever it was, I started to really get almost depressed about my marriage, you know. And the more and more I went on, the more and more depressed I started to become, you know. And I, you know, went to Casey and I said, you know, I think, you know, if we don't fix something soon, you know, I think we should get a divorce. And he kind of looked at me and was like, what? Who is it? What's going on? And I was like, it's no one. It's just, don't you see us? We don't do anything. We don't have any connection. There's nothing there anymore, you know. And he was taken back, and he was, you know. And he, you know, he looked at me and he's like, I'm a provider. I don't go out, I don't do anything. You know, why do you want to leave me? And I was like, I just don't want to live 30, or, you know, we're already 7 years. People say it's a 7-year itch, and I keep telling everybody I had a rash. I really feel that, I don't know if it's 7 year, I don't know if it's planted in your head, or that, you know, the 7 year came with my midlife crisis. I don't know if the, you know, psychologically you kind of like set yourself up for it. But everything kind of hit, and it was like the perfect storm, you know. And then on top of that, I stopped going to church. It started, you know, we used to go to church together, and then slowly but surely, oh, I'm too tired. Okay, let's miss this Sunday, and I would start going by myself. And then he'd be like, oh, you're gonna go without me? And so then I started to stop going, and then slowly God just worked himself out of our marriage. I mean, we worked ourselves out of our marriage, I should say that. And I think that's when, you know, Satan started to come back in, you know, and work those thoughts in my head, you know, he's not good enough, or you're lonely, you know. And for me, instead of seeking God, I just said, you know, I can do this by myself, you know. And that's when that was the break, I think, for me, you know. For us, our marriage just started to crumble little by little.
You talked about doing things yourself. How about you, Casey? What was going on, you know, as these things were developing?
Well, I didn't really know it was developing. When she actually brought up the D word, I was totally taken back, you know. I do admit actually placing my job as a number one priority at the time. At that time with the department, I was actually with a certain detail that would sometimes work 6 to 7 days a week. And a lot of times I would cancel family functions and family gatherings the day of or the day before because something would actually pop up at work. I guess being raised by a single parent, my mom, not having that father figure in my life, I actually thought being a great husband, being a great father was to provide. And by me going to work, I thought I was doing my job. But when she brought up the divorce word and she started going over the reasons why she wanted it, it finally hit me, you know, I wasn't being a great husband. I wasn't being the father that I needed to be to make the marriage work. And that's what slowly tore us apart.
As the tearing began to happen, you began to drift apart. What went on in your mind?
That she was fooling around, that she was seeing somebody else. That was the first thing that went through my mind. As we started separating even further, my faith in God went down the drain. Instead of actually running towards Him, I was running away from Him. I was seeking comfort in other places that I shouldn't have. And once she moved out, to fill that void, I started seeing other women, numerous women. And I was being somebody I thought I'd never become, and that was my dad. My dad was a womanizer, and I guess growing up as a boy, I guess your number one priority in life is to either become someone like your dad or being the total opposite. I guess my goal in life was to be the total opposite, but as we separated, I became him, and I didn't like what I saw when I looked at myself in the mirror.
When that happened, Arsena, you knew a number of those things were going on. How did you deal with that?
Again, I was like Casey. Instead of running towards God, I ran away, you know, and I started going out. I started drinking a lot, started going out with my friends. For me, I started to drain the problems away, you know, and for me, you know, it got really bad. I mean, alcohol got bad, you know. It was a couple of times where I blacked out, you know, and came home. And, you know, I had a daughter and I was, you know, being irresponsible for a bit, you know, because I would just, that's what I was seeking, happiness. I thought it would make me happy, you know, to drain out, you know, all the depression or what I was feeling about myself, the insecurities, you know, everything. And then I just started, you know, talking to other guys, you know, and doing, you know, doing what he did, you know. He's like, well, he's gonna do that, then I'm gonna start doing that too. So I started talking, and it just grew us even further apart, you know. So that's how I always started to deal with it. Was just partying and you know, seeking friends and seeking other people. But during that time, you know, of brokenness is when I started to meet other people that was also broken, you know. That's when I started to share my story, like, because, you know, everybody's like, oh, where's Casey? And I'm like, oh, we're not together. What? You guys, you know, and kind of opened the story, like, oh, you guys not together? Oh yeah, we separated. You know, because people would see me out without Casey, and, you know, and I didn't want them to think like, oh, what are you doing out with, you know, talking to guys or whatever, and aren't you married? And so that's kind of how the story, you know, I started sharing my story with people. Like, oh, no, you know, I moved out, and everybody was surprised because everybody sees the facade of people being happy because they're together. And then, boom, you're not. So everybody was like, wait, what? What happened? You know, did he fool around? And I was like, no, you know, nobody fooled around. It's just we started being unhappy. And, you know, I decided to move out And, you know, he's doing his thing and I'm doing my thing. And so everybody's, you know, it was just weird because, you know, when you're in your marriage, when people think everything's going good, they're not willing to share. But as soon as you're broken and people see that, I started seeing all the, I mean, everybody started telling me, I'm so-and-so, you know, me and his relationship, oh yeah, this and that. And I was like, wow, you know, so many people broken like me. So it kind of almost felt like it was a norm now, you know, it's norm for everybody to be broken. And like I said, I wasn't going to church. I wasn't reading my Bible, you know, little by little, you know, God would give me, you know, my mom would pray, come up, you know, and my cousins would still, so God was still, no matter, you know, working his way. I just tell people, I would just close my ears and just blah, and just kind of shut him out. But, you know, my family, and I'm very thankful for that I have cousins and aunties and my mom who prayed over me, you know, and so gave me consciousness to, like, when I did stuff to think back, like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. I know I shouldn't be doing it, but I'm going to do it. But God slowly at least made me think about it. You know, is this what you really want to be doing? Yeah. And I think that's, some people don't even have that conscious of you're doing something wrong, you know. And for me, I knew, even though I wasn't listening. And it kind of helped me grow closer to him, even though at this time I didn't feel I was ready, you know. I didn't want to be the hypocrite at church where you go to church on Sunday and praise the Lord and go back, okay, I'm going to go party now, you know. So for me, instead of doing that, I removed myself completely, you know. And that's why, you know, I share with people that last year was one of the darkest times of my life, you know. Financially, mentally, physically, everything in my life that could go wrong went wrong. You know, I made the least amount of money I've ever made in my job. All our, my investments went, you know, were doing bad. My savings went bad. You know, my marriage is going down. And I mean, everything you can think about in life, that when I decided to not put God first went down, you know, you're like, and, you know, going from that to looking back now, you know, I'm just at awe. You know, God has opened amazing doors for me this year, more than I've ever could think of, you know, every, you know, investment, I mean, just everything. And then just by putting God first, I mean, I feel the best I had in years, you know, physically, mentally, just spiritually, just on a high. And I don't drink, I mean, yeah, you know, it's not even about alcohol. It's like this high, I can't explain it. You know, when I share with people my story, I feel when I see them broken, I was like, I know, because I know how you feel, and I've been there, you know. And he just gives me this, you know, God just gives me the spirit to just want to share with people and let them know, like, it's going to be okay, you know.
So. I'm looking at you and Casey, and I can see the togetherness that you have. The togetherness that comes even with, you know, some very raw wounds that are healing. It's like he's put the Neosporin on the relationship. And, you know, sometimes it gets red around the infection. And then all of a sudden you start seeing that redness go away because it's healing on the inside, a deeper kind of healing. When you speak about these things and other people wanting to open up and share, I think there are probably people, as they listen today, that feel, oh, they're going through it too. I'm not the only one. There's a level of hope that God brings through your sharing that there can be healing. I want to find out when we come back from our break how you began to see the Lord. You kept saying, putting God first, putting God first, putting God first. When was it? How did it happen for you, Casey, for you, Arsena, when you made a decision, you know what, I cannot live like this anymore. Away from the Lord, I need, not only do I need God in my life, not only do I want God in the car of my life, I don't want him in the back seat, I don't want him in the passenger seat. Lord, I want you to drive. Drive my car. Drive my marriage. Drive our relationship. I want to find out how that happened. They'll tell us when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup.
I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It's amazing what little kids know when they're one, two, three. So there's certain things that they can kind of pick up on. It's some kind of intrinsic ability that God gives in relationships, sensitivity to those kinds of things. We're talking about what our decisions are like and how they impact young people, parents, and how they impact our children. You listen to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My guests today, Arsina and Casey Kailihiva, are here to find out more about our show as they speak heart-to-heart with us about the struggles that they've gone through in their marriage, how they went through a separation for an extended period of time, and how God healed them and continues to do amazing things in their life. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. You have a daughter, Harmony. She's 3 years old now. How did it affect her when you were going through your separation?
Well, she was two at the time. And it's kind of amazing what they pick up at that age and what they sense what mommy and daddy is actually going through. When we did get separated, I stayed in our house and Arsina moved out. And even though we saw her, we both saw her each day. When we went our separate ways during the evening hours, she would always ask for mommy. Where is mommy at? Why isn't mommy home? And I guess at that age, I kept telling her, oh, mommy's at work. Mommy's at work, And she started becoming really clingy. Whenever she went to daycare, she didn't like getting dropped off and being left, behind.
The daycare, Lisa was telling, we didn't tell anyone at the time they were separated. We just kind of dropped her off. But she asked me if anything was wrong at home. And I was like, is Harmony okay? And I was like, well, I'm sorry, we separated. She's like, yeah, because my daughter is very outgoing. She's because of personality. She's always the one, you know, playing with all the kids. And she said she's been very clingy to me. She's very quiet. She's just not herself. This is not her personality. And that's when, you know, I started to realize that, you know, the effects of our divorce, or not divorce, but our separation to our daughter, you know, at such a young age, you think too, you know, everybody's like, ah, they're young, it's going to be okay. If you're, you know, if you get separated now, they'll just grow up and they would never know, you know. But, yeah, she definitely knew, and it's definitely started to affect her, and, you know, definitely worried, because that's, you know, you always, I thought, you know, that they, it's probably be okay because she's young, you know, and we'll try to work it out. We'll be friends through this. And I try to talk, you know, myself, that it's going to be okay, you know, because that's what you start to tell yourself, believe that it'll be okay, you know. And, but now, you know, I'm glad at 3 years old, she's back to herself, you know, she's, but the thing now too is, if we, the sad thing about it is, during our separation, you know, because she didn't see us together for that year, when we first started getting back together, I would kiss or hug Casey, and she was like, no, no, mommy, don't hurt that. Like, it's kind of sad that the affection, when we started showing affection, she didn't know it was okay, because she didn't see us for a whole year together. And learning to teach her again, oh, it's okay, mommy loves daddy, and seeing us together in a healthy relationship.
When you, when you're, you know, you're back together,
right,
we got to draw the contrast,
right,
because for you to be separated, there must have been a point where you checked out. Maybe both of you checked out,
right,
and said, you know what, this is the prelude to the end, and right, we're going in separate directions. Did it ever come to a point where you felt like there's no hope? This is just going to end.
Yes, that's when. Was it February? Was our anniversary? I can't remember. We went to breakfast. I can't think it was an anniversary or soon to be. I can't remember. We went to breakfast, and I sat down, and that was when I told him that, you know, that I truly feel that we're not meant to be together, and that, you know, I love you, and, you know, I always be a part of my life, but I don't feel that we were made to be together, just based on everything. I don't make you happy. I don't feel like I would ever make you happy, vice versa. And I really felt at that time I checked out. Like, I was, you know, it was just a matter of getting my our investments together so we can sign the paperwork. That's basically what it was.
So it became a conviction of yours,
yes,
at that time. And the reason I say that, hey, I'm gonna draw the, I'm gonna try to tie it together.
Right.
Is, you know, it breaks our heart to see our kids affected.
Right.
And, you know, it's hard to describe those feelings when you see that they're being impacted negatively. But then when you feel like there's nothing else I can do because I no longer feel like we should be together, there are dear friends of ours, members of our community of listeners right now who may feel like there is absolutely no hope, and it is affecting the little ones. The little ones may be teens, they may be, you know, young adults now, and they've just about given up all hope. Maybe they have. But somehow I feel like you're here to remind all of us that there is always hope in the Lord. So Casey, how did you begin to feel and sense, having gone so far away, that maybe we can get back together?
Well, it was kind of a surprise to me, just like when she brought up the fact that she wanted a divorce. She finally stated that, you know, maybe we should work on this, work on our marriage. And I was, again, taken by surprise, you know. At that time, I already checked out. Just kind of like how she checked out, like, almost a year before, you know? She wanted to get back together. I was like, what? By that time, I was checked out. I was already seeing a couple of other women. And I didn't want to get back together. You know, I was happy where I was at. I actually wanted a divorce. She moved back into the house, and and said, well, maybe we should work on it. And I agreed to it. But knowing down in my heart that I didn't, you know. She moved back in. We started to try to work on us at the same time I was seeing these other girls. And she finally found out about one of them. And she called her up on the phone. And that night was one of the worst nights of my life, that those two worlds collided, you know, that I wasn't able to pull off a marriage and trying to work something out on the side with this other girl. And she called me on it, and from that it almost exploded to the point where we're going to actually get a divorce because she found out what I was doing. And it was from that point on that I didn't want to be that person anymore, you know. That's when you start trying to reflect inwards, and is this what you really want for your family, for your daughter? And it wasn't. And it was from that point on that we started to attend church again. And just like Arsina brought me to the Lord when we first got married, she brought me back to Him again. And I'm so blessed to, you know, have her in my life right now, and my daughter, and just trying to mend our family back together where it should be.
What gave you the resolve, Arsina, to, you know, to come back and say, you know, I wanna make it work. We gotta try what we can, make it work, and then for this to explode and to still wanna go forward.
You know, I had a friend in my life that, you know, she would call me and, you know, call me out on things, you know, very strong Christian, and my friend Jamie, and she would always, you know, I would always tell her, you know, I don't think, you know, this, you know, Casey's not right for me. And she'd like, do you have faith in God? You know, do you really have faith in God? And I said, yeah, you know. And at the time I'm like, yeah. She's like, you know, you, and then, you know, slowly and surely, and I started to work on myself because I really needed to work on myself again. I really lost myself, you know, and going, you know, attending church is great, but it's really having that relationship with God again, you know, and having that one-on-one time, you know. And I started to open the Bible and read, and that's when I think God started to heal me personally and to mend a lot of hurt, and not only forgive myself and forgive others, you know. You know, being a Christian, you know, you can, it's great to say, but having that relationship is where it's important, I feel. You know, people can say they can Christian all the time, but do you really have that relationship with God? And when I started reading the Bible, that's when, you know, I started to, God used to speak to me, you know, you need, and work on myself. And it's funny because after not attending church for a year, the first series was on marriage. You know, how is that? How is God speaking to you, right directly to you? You know, it was on marriage, and I cried. I mean, I literally brought my tissue with me every day because I was bawling in church every single Sunday, because it's not about, I didn't feel convicted. I just felt God speaking to me. I felt God right there. I felt the Holy Spirit speaking to me, like, this is where you need to be. And that's when I felt that, you know, He gave me the power and to mend my heart, not only for myself, but for my husband, and to mend my family, you know. Because I think it did take us to get everything, all the junk out, to get rid of some friends that wasn't as, you know, healthy for, you know, our friendships, is clean and everything out, you know, whatever. It's women in our life, friends in our life, and really focus on us and God. And it, honestly, I tell people every day, if it wasn't for God, there wouldn't be an us. It wouldn't be us, because I would still have some kind of hurt, you know, we both would. And I, you know, every day I open my Bible, you know, God speaks to me, whatever way, you know, something's bothering me, he talks to me. And I feel, you know, I'm very thankful, because to me, I changed myself personally too. A very, very strong personality. So, you know, if Casey would say something, I'd be very quick with my tongue, you know, and God has able to heal that. You know, I'm not perfect, but I feel I'm more patient, you know, and that works. He works not only in your marriage, but in your personal life, with me speaking to others, speaking to my daughter. I'm more patient with my daughter. And I think with that, it was able to heal. And in our, you know, I definitely think our relationship is stronger than it's ever been, you know.
The word forgiveness. Is that big in the healing process?
Oh, definitely. I didn't think she would ever forgive me after finding out about this other woman.
We got to come back to that. Let's talk about forgiveness. How God enabled you to forgive one another, to experience forgiveness, His forgiveness, forgiving each other. I think that's a real key for all of us in relationships. I want to find out who asked for forgiveness, how you gave it. I mean, give us some of that. Maybe someone today needs some basic examples of what you actually did, how it actually worked, what God did through it. When we come back from our break, more from Arsina and Casey Kailihiva. As you can tell, they're not holding anything back. As you know, that's the only way we do it over here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Head on, straight to the heart of the matter, and we get to the good stuff. Good stuff meaning the gospel stuff, the good news stuff, that things are never so bad that with Christ, He is able to bring it back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. You're listening to a special interview with Arsina and Casey Kailihiva. Touching moment of God's grace and forgiveness. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program in its entirety. Listen to it again. And of course, as I always say, share it with a friend. The issue of forgiveness, the subject, the talk of forgiveness. How did it happen for you having gone so far away from each other in your relationship?
For me, when I found out what he had done, you know, thank God I was working on myself at that time, because I think I would have handled it a lot different if I wasn't, if God wasn't already working himself in my life. You know, at that time, I already had made this decision to open my heart back to God and read my Bible. And I think with that, you know, it was able to, why, you know, how can I judge him? You know, when Jesus, that's why Jesus died for us, for forgiving. You know, I'm not perfect. I've done my own thing, you know, when he was, when we were separated, and, you know, nobody's perfect. So why can't I forgive, you know, him for his actions? You know, I've done things too. And I think with that, you know, God was, you know, able to open my eyes and mend me to my husband, you know, looking at him and seeing the value and in him and the hurt. You know, I know he had a lot of hurt build up, you know, and I know that wasn't him, you know, that the last year that we were separated, that's not him. And I know that, you know, with God working on him too, and I'd always share with him, you know, for this marriage to work, you need to work on yourself just as much as I need to work on myself, you know, and have God work on your heart and yourself. And so I think with that, you know, with us going back and, you know, having the series on marriage, I forgave him, you know, I mean, because I wanted to be forgiven too. You know, I can't judge anybody or say that, well, you know, I don't forgive you, when I need to be forgiven too. You know, I left also, you know, and so if I expect to be forgiven, then I need to forgive and open my heart to that, you know, and open my heart to him, because I want to be an example for Harmony, you know, and for everybody out there that, you know, even though you've been too hurt and you think things are, there's no way you can see yourself with that person. I said, being an example for others, and seeking God, I was like, he's changed me, and, you know, I'm hoping to be an example to my daughter and to Casey that, you know, what God can do in your life. I mean, you know, to saying, I look at you completely different now, and he brought that was like butterflies back, you know, when you look at your husband. And I think because I was able to forgive him, because, you know, I had to ask for his forgiveness. And then this one thing I have to share this with one of my friends, she also said, did you ask God for forgiveness? And I was driving. I remember this clearly because I was driving in my car, you know, and I was like, what? She's like, did you ask God for forgiveness for your, you know, what you did? You leaving? And I was like, well, I didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't happy. It doesn't matter. Did you ask God for forgiveness? And I was like, and I just got goosebumps, you know. I was quiet, and she didn't hear me. And we was talking about, we kind of talked about the other things. And I started actually tearing up as we were talking. I was like, you know, I'll talk to you later. And then hung up the phone, and I just was having a moment with God. And I started kind of not just crying and really seeking, because I asked God to forgive me, you know. And I think that was the door for me to turn around and forgive Casey, or forgive myself. I have to forgive myself first, you know, because I didn't feel that I didn't seek God first. And I seek myself instead of seeking him to repair my marriage when I first left, which I should have done. I decided to do it by myself, you know. And once I was able to forgive myself, I was able to forgive Casey. And I think that's the turning point in my life where I can say that God really is like, okay, you ready now? So let's do this, you know, and start mending everything, not only myself, my marriage, my child, you know, my daughter, and hopefully mending other people in my life to show them that even if you think it's over and you think there's just no way I can be with this person, with God anything is possible, you know.
Forgiveness for you, Casey.
Well, at the time it was kind of difficult when she actually said if I would accept her forgiveness, because she left, because I had so much anger, I guess because I was stubborn, I had pride in my way, I didn't accept that forgiveness, you know. And it wasn't until I started to reflect about what I actually did once we were separated, not just to her, but what I did to these women too. I had to ask God to forgive me for doing those things. Not only did I hurt these women, I also hurt my wife, and in the process, my daughter as well. I guess I was just looking out for myself. I was being selfish, and it wasn't until I started to forgive myself, ask for forgiveness from God, that he opened my heart and allowed the forgiveness from Arsina when she asked for forgiveness from me, that I finally accepted it, you know. And it was just a difficult time, you know.
We've got a few moments, just a few moments. Someone right now who's feeling hopeless. You shared a lot, but what would you say? Just a quick parting shot from each of you. What would you say to somebody as a word of encouragement today?
That, you know, it's not over. I said, I really just, you know, seek God and He will mend everything. I said, you know, I encourage anyone out there to, you know, to start reading your Bible or seek, you know, and really having that relationship with God, because that was what changed me, you know, to really to appreciate what you have, you know, because the grass isn't greener. You know, the grass looks great on that side when you're not pulling the weeds in your own yard. But when you really, truly look at what you have, I said, you know, I really to pray and really seek God. Anything is, like I would say many times, anything is possible, but you need to be true to yourself. You know, people say all the time, oh, yeah, I am. But you need to really be raw and really honest with God. And that's when He's able to work in your life. That was it for me.
We got just a few, 30 seconds, a quick parting shot from you, Casey.
No, I totally agree with what she just said. You know, like she said, it's never over. You get marriage is tough, and as long as you have God in your life, you know, He can actually mend and change everything in your life.
And the Lord does want you to open your heart so that He can be in your life, even as He's been with Arsina and Casey Kailihiva. I like what they're doing because, you know, as Arsina said, the grass isn't always greener on the other side, but it's been said the grass is greener where you water it. And the Lord is pouring out His water on their life and on their marriage. And so that's why we hope that you've been moved, encouraged, and inspired by these this dear couple sharing heart to heart with you, Arsina and Casey Kailihiva. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. And you can do that by even sharing this podcast with them. Send a Facebook link, send it by Twitter or some other way. And if you want to find out more about our show, even what it means to have a relationship with Jesus, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. And if you want to help with your financial support, again, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Psalm 103, verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests, Arsina and Casey Kailihiva. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.